It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than losing Olympic gold to a terrorist. Ugh. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, the chat room is on the Davin's Den page on Facebook because we're on Facebook Live via Zoom. So if you want to watch, you can do that. If you want to listen, you could do that as well. The audio is better on Davin Comedy. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined, but he's not going to say anything because he's driving. He'll be on your screen and in your ear hole shortly. Joe Curry's there. Joe is listening. We don't want Joe to get into an accident, so we're going to talk ill of Joe and piss him off, and that way he can come with piss and vinegar. And speaking of Pip and vinegar, Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Pip is not here, so we are efforting.
I'm here.
Well, you are here, but you're not here. We are going to remedy that because she has an alarm. She keeps weird hours, and she has an alarm that does not wake her. So we are going to be filling in. We're going to be every Tuesday. We're going to give our listeners a chance to go to Pip's house and kick her awake at say around 4:30. Just go there, kick her. Maybe kick her in the spine, kick her in the head, so she can get here on time. Because this is not working for me, and really, that's really all that matters. On the show, comedian Paul Bond. Yes, it's been quite some time. Tells us about his new stand-up comedy project. Had a fun chat with Paul yesterday. We will play you some of the highlights of that. Tell you all about his unique show coming to the upstate New York area. We got comics in the news. As originally Michael Che left Instagram, but I guess he just scrubbed his Instagram over Simone Biles jokes. He says he was hacked. They're always hacked when shit goes upside down, I noticed. Nazi news. As a Holocaust joke from 1998, paints a Japanese man in the ass. And that's a sentence I never thought I would say.
Yeah, that's different.
It is different. A terrorist may have won a gold medal. We'll tell you about that. School of Fools, as a student is denied admission to college after refusing to get vaccinated, even though her doctor gave her a medical exemption. We'll tell you what happened with that obscene Trump case. Trump sign case that we talked about last week. That made its way through the courts very rapidly, and it has come to a conclusion. So we'll tell you what happened with that and some scammers. Now we had promised you audio, or as Pip calls them, the receipts of Pip and I saying, "Burn it all down, go libs, burn it all down," or not. Or not. But Joe did not get to
well,
this.
I don't have it, and I'll get it at my ledger.
Well, I think you could get it by August 24th, because next week Pip's not going to be here, and then the 17th we're off. So let's target August 24th for the receipts. That gives you 3 weeks. I'm sure you could find them. I as Pip and I said, burn it all down does I don't think that exists. But have fun. Have fun with that.
Well, basically what it was, and let's clarify that, and that the contention was, is that you and Pip did not, well, at least you, did not consider the riots. I gave the same gravity of the riots to the so-called insurgency.
All right. I can't believe it was this week five. First of all, it's not so-called. It was an insurrection. Second of all, Pip and I and Congress people have explained the difference. And Pip and I have said all are bad, but they are different. They are not. They are not the same. So, and we talked about it so much last year about the riots. It was all over the news. It was COVID and the riots. So it was certainly talked about quite a bit. So there's certainly footage. We've certainly given that probably more conversations on this show than the insurrection. Not the so-called insurrection, the insurrection. When you try to overthrow the government and you call for the hanging of the vice president and you bring gallows, that's an insurrection. no matter how you slice it. Unless it's Halloween and you go into Pip's house because Pip loves the Halloween. That's the only
thing. I love a good gallows. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing an Alice Cooper t-shirt right now, which you can't see except if I stand up a little bit for Facebook.
Very
but,
nice.
And that's a regular feature of his stage act. I love a good gallows.
I'll tell you what, I got to get myself an Alice Cooper shirt. I've seen him twice in concert. I'm not paying $45 for an Alice Cooper shirt. But if I could find one on the cheap, I would love an Alice Cooper shirt.
Can I just say something that's a little bit off topic, but I think it's worth saying, and it's in regards to what you pay for a concert. You were asking me if I wanted to go to the Guns N' Roses thing.
Yes.
And the funny, I thought, and I really wasn't that crazy. I was trying to find out why I wasn't that much into it as the first time. And here's the thing. The first time Guns N' Roses, when we went to see that concert, I think it was 2015, it's, holy cow, it's Guns N' Roses. This concert was never going to happen. It wasn't supposed to happen. It's happening. They're here. I don't care about parking. I don't care about the crowd. I don't care about anything. We saw the show. It was great. Now you're going, do you want to go again? And you look at it differently. They're back. They're probably going to be back again. They might do an album. And then you go, look at this crowd to get into the Meadowlands. He actually wants $60 to park. Oh, gee whiz. Now it's the concession stand is a ripoff. The T-shirts are a ripoff. So you look at the show a little bit different than you did the first time. And I'm like, I think that's going to taint any memory I had of the first time. I might go if they come back in a couple of years, but I think I'm going to keep the memory I had the first time in 2015.
Well, I saw, it was 2016 actually, I saw the concert that we went to and then I saw it the next night. And yeah, I mean, if somebody gave me tickets, I'd be happy to go. But I did buy tickets, and this will be my first concert, I believe, unless I go to something sooner, in October. Sebastian Bach is coming around here locally. Sebastian Bach is Skid Row. Now, last time he did the first. So it was a tribute to the first Skid Row album. He played that whole album. This time he's doing the whole Slave to the Grind album, which is actually a harder album and actually the album that Pip enjoyed quite a bit. The cuts that I played from it. So I will be going seeing Sebastian Bach here in Orange County, and it will be much cheaper than Guns N' Roses, and I am looking forward to that. But yes, listen, I don't know about $60 to park. That's a lot of money. But yeah, I get it. You know, cost is a factor. We'll gladly get ripped off whenever the Motley Crue Def Leppard concert comes around. That's when.
Yeah, I mean the way things are going. Like I said, Motley Crue got canceled. Rammstein, that was September, got canceled. Kind of worked out well because going to Vegas anyway.
They're not coming around this year?
No, it got canceled. Got canceled.
Wow, I did not know.
Yeah, they canceled it. Genesis. Still on at USB in Madison Square Garden.
Now that's interesting. Because Mayor de Blasio of New York City just said, and this doesn't affect you, you're covered, but to now go to indoor dining, gyms, entertainment, you must show proof of vaccination. So I wonder what happens, like, because obviously, you know, there's people of all sorts bought the tickets, and there are people that don't want to get vaccinated. So I wonder what's going to happen with those seats. Like, are they, some people go, all right, screw it, I'm going to get vaccinated. But there's going to be other people that are like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I wonder what's going to happen. Will that flood the secondary market? Will we see, like, a bunch of tickets go up on the secondary sites because people can't use those tickets now? It's very interesting. Now, Joe's vaccinated, and I have a feeling if he wasn't vaccinated, he would get vaccinated to see Genesis. But it will affect some people.
Yeah, but still, you know, with everything, like I said, I'm going to Vegas September 9th through 9th through 13th. with the Comics of the Compound. I mean, everybody's going, it's big Vegas. So I was dragging my feet for a couple of weeks because I was just seeing how everything panned out. And last week, and I'm like, you know what? I better go off the stick and really sit and figure what I'm doing. And I'm going. I'm like, I got vaccinated. I'll wear a mask. We did the thing in Atlantic City. Everybody's wearing masks, everything, you know. So I'm like, you know what? I'm booking it because I'm not going to sit here and have this thing dictate what I'm doing. I'll go and I'll figure it out. I got vaccinated. I got my card, the laminate card. I've got it on the phone. You know, I'll wear a mask on a plane. I could care less, you know. And,
you have to wear a mask on the flight unless you want to be a headline.
I have a problem with that.
Unless you want to see that's
unless you want to get beaten up by the other passengers.
No, or the flight attendants, or the flight attendants.
Yeah, I get it. You know, it's not like I've got my right. No, you're in a contained tube with forced air being fed through the ventilation system. We got to wear. Yeah, I get it. That's fine. You know, like I said, my whole thing is your place, your rules. I go in. I go to the pharmacy. You got to put a mask on. No problem at all. I get it why you have to wear a mask in a pharmacy. People are usually there because you don't feel well. I got it. The place, you got to wear a mask. I get it. We're in a concealed environment, you know, up in the sky. I get, you know, so, you know, there was something. If I still go in the supermarket and there's no mask, I'm not wearing a mask, you know. I pick and choose my battles.
Masks are coming back. So little since we're talking about COVID, my dad's cousins lost their son to COVID 8 months ago. I believe he was in his 40s. The parents are in their 70s. They got vaccinated. They both recently contracted COVID again and wound up in the hospital, which is not really supposed to happen when you get this vaccine. The husband's out of the hospital. His wife just passed away. So within the span of 8 months, my dad's cousin lost his son and his wife to COVID.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. You know, I saw this meme on Facebook, and it was like, it was an anti-COVID vaccine thing. It's like, well, you know, if it's so good, why do they have to convince you to take it? If it's so good, why do they have to give you incentives? That type of thing. And I didn't comment because I don't comment on this nonsense. But it's like, all right, so what's the grand scheme? What is the grand scheme? What is the evil plot to put this injection in arms? Speak to me. What is really going on? I mean, people are... I can't with the people anymore. I've been saying this for years. Enough with the stupidity. That's the problem with this country. We kowtow to the stupid. We have too many freedoms. Round them up! Round them up! we give you a questionnaire. Every time you get a question wrong, you get nailed with the cattle prod. If you fail too many questions, we clear out the Dakotas and we send you there. Enough with the fucking stupid. So, like, it's because it's coming back. And I said this last week. I go, the people that are vaccinated are going to get pissed off at this shit. Because we had a little taste. We had a little taste of what would happen if, you know, everybody, if people got vaccinated and COVID subsided. So now before Mayor de Blasio announced what he announced, my wife is going to a Broadway show in October. Broadway's opening up in September, although I think some shows are open. I think Bruce Springsteen is actually starting on Broadway. So the rules were, and again, now it's like all of New York, but at the time the rules are everyone must wear masks during the performance, everyone must prove they were vaccinated or have a negative test in the past 48 hours. I mean, Liz, that's where we're going with this shit. Well, see, Joe's got the COVID right now.
Maybe he's alone in his car. Are you wearing a mask, Joe? I think
no.
You gave yourself COVID.
Joe gave
what
himself.
What happened?
He was licking himself, okay. And he caught COVID.
No, I've got the antibodies, and I got the shot.
I'm sorry, but it's particularly funny when you're saying that, like, I'm your last breath. I've got the antibodies!
I was getting out of the car at the same time.
Well, that doesn't make it sound any better. Now you sound like a 400-pound man. I was getting out of the car, and I could barely breathe as he wheezed his way up the driveway.
It's that damn fresh air.
It'll kill you every time.
That's what does it. You know, it... in the chat, we were talking about going to concerts and stuff, and Lisa Two Eye said that anybody who doesn't have the COVID shot, if they go to a concert, just throw them into a pit in the lion's den during the show.
There you go.
Extra entertainment value.
I am the concert I'm going to in October is actually an outdoor concert, so it won't even be an issue. But it is kind of interesting where you see some of the Republicans are like, enough, get vaccinated. And then you see, like, Governor DeSantis go, you know, where Florida is out of control right now, where my wife is, unfortunately. Florida is out of control right now. And he's like, executive order, no mask mandates for the school. It's like, they got to stop playing politics with this stuff. It's just like, what are you proving with that? What are you proving? Because these kids, the kids under 12, can't get vaccinated. And more of these kids are getting sick. It's like, why would you do that? So you leave it up to every parent. I get that. But we know if you socially distance and you put on a mask in the schools, you can pretty much be open and keep the kids safe. So I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I'm in the house. I just got to give me about 5 minutes just to
hey, Pip, throw your hands in the air. Joe's in the house. Woot, woot.
I am raising the imaginary roof.
No. Don't raise the roof because Joe might get stuck up there. Please don't do that. I don't know if his neighbors are home to get him down.
Wait, oh no, I'm stuck!
You just see his neighbors coaxing him down like a scared kitten in a tree. Come on, Joe, you can do it. Baby steps, you can do it. Who's a big boy?
That already happened.
The difference between me and Joe is I'm not going on the roof. That's the difference.
Yeah, no. I have somebody come and clean the gutters. There is no earthly reason for me to ever be up there.
Absolutely. So yeah, I think you're starting to see people get really frustrated with the new mandates that are coming, and they're blaming the people that won't get vaccinated.
Well, I am also wondering what is it that they are. I mean, I don't completely understand what it is that they're afraid of or what they think the conspiracy
microchips.
Is.
Microchips. Mean, Bill Gates is putting microchips into you. First of all, can we stop right there? Enough. You're not that fucking interesting. The government doesn't. Most of us are not that interesting. Oh wow, I went to the Golden Corral. I'm sure the government wants to know about that. You're boring. You're a slob. You're boring. I'm a slob. I'm boring. I'm not that interesting. The only time I was ever interesting to the government when I was coming after them because they were putting anti-scammers away when they were working with this corrupt woman with the scam stuff. I went after the military with that shit. Most of the time, though, I'm not that interesting. And I'm a lot more interesting than most of you. But we're just not that interesting. I don't understand these people. You know, my mom will even do it. Not to that extent. But she's like, we can't talk now. Call me on a landline. Call me. Well, like anybody.
Is she doing a deal?
No. Because it'll be like, it'll be like where like valuables are in the house in case she passes away. You know, that type of thing. I have to hand it to you and a piece of paper. We can't talk about it over the phone. Again, she's not as extreme as these people, but it's the same type of thing. Nobody's listening. There's not that. No, nobody gives a shit. We're not.
No, hold on. The Elderly Rosenblatt podcast is fascinating, and we're all listening.
Yes, but this is a phone conversation. I assure you, it's not that interesting. I don't even want to be part of it, and I'm second mic, okay? I cannot get out of those episodes as quickly as possible. I'm like, Joe, 3 hours into this show. It's time to go.
I there's not an exact correlation. I'm just saying that as soon as you start saying that, it sparked my memory that they are listening.
But that's what was the
leitmotif of my childhood living with my schizophrenic mother.
Yeah, I know. It's trust me, I think
just
about
it. Saying.
But I mean, think about this. That's their thing. They're listening. They're going to poison you. Listen, if you told me, it's still under emergency, I don't want to get it right away, Okay, I get that. The thing's not going to be under an emergency usage forever. People have taken the shots. And listen, we don't know what's going to happen 15, 20, 10, 30 years from now. Be honest with you. We don't know what's going to happen. But if you listen to these nurses and these doctors, or you talk to people that have had COVID badly or have family members that have seen COVID, we know that shit's bad now. It goes back to the Dennis Ross theory when we were in Iraq. We were supposed to wear Kevlar vests, but we didn't have to, but they were uncomfortable. So Dennis and I is like, well, there's a chance a missile could come on the base and kill us. There's a chance of that, but we know these are uncomfortable now. So, we did not wear the Kevlar mask until we had to when we were on the helicopter. When you got to the helipad and you got to the helicopter, you had to wear a mask, but wear the Kevlar. But walking around on base, they wanted us to wear it, but you didn't have to. It's the same thing. Now it's time, kids. It's time because you know what? After Delta, there's going to be another one because until we get everybody vaccinated globally, there's going to be another one, and this shit.
That's how the flu works. It mutates every year, and that's why the flu vaccine is not as effective as it could be, because they're only working with the information they had the prior year. By the time that we're getting the flu shot, there's a new variant again. But it's much more difficult with this virus, because this virus is much more deadly, and also the Delta variant spreads like chickenpox, which is incredibly contagious and also more deadly. I don't understand what about pandemic isn't getting through to people who are so stubborn and are like, I'm not getting my Fauci, ouchie.
Listen,
like,
it's the same.
Oh my God, how ignorant do you sound?
It's the same line of thinking that the election was rigged. That global climate change isn't real. It's all the same fucking people. It's 135 degrees, you know, and they're still not convinced. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has a plan for this because they think that's one of the biggest threats to our security is climate change, because they realize people are going to migrate away from the flooded areas, away from the drought areas, and that is going to, and that's going to put pressure on places like United States. I mean, so the Pentagon has a plan. I support the troops. You just don't support the people that are making the decisions to keep us safe. You know, it's the same. It's the same group of people. And, you know, listen, I mean, the difference is it used to be the fringe on either side, and now one party, the fringe is running it. And a lot of people are like, well, no, that sounds reasonable. No, it doesn't. It's still the fringe. It's still a bunch of fucking lunacy. It's not being a sheep to get a vaccine. Because you know what? We all got our polio vaccine. We all got our measles vaccine. Kids today get chicken pox vaccines. They're not sheep. They're trying to stay alive. And they're trying not to get other people sick. That's all it is. It's not being a sheep. It's being responsible. Enough. All right. Enough. I don't want to get off into this, but I just thought it was interesting that Broadway's doing this, and then today Mayor de Blasio announced everybody's doing it now, and I feel bad for the ushers and the restaurant workers. You know, I feel bad because it's going to be assholes, and that's always the case. But at least now, though, at least in New York City, since it's mandated. I guess it'd be a violation. I guess they can call the police if you're not complying. So I guess that's good. I feel terrible for all these like minimum wage people that are, you know, they're just trying to do their 9 to 5, and you know they're told to make everybody wear a mask or do this, that, the other thing. Joe was talking about the pharmacy wherever it is, and they got dealing with us is already a problem because we're assholes. But now they're dealing with some of us with a bug up their ass, or with a bug up some of our asses already. It's just it's asking a lot, but whatever.
It is. It's sort of like, you know, if you work for a Home Depot, for example, you have enough trouble that you're marked because you're wearing that orange apron. So you have people coming at you from all directions, like you know, you work at a store. This is what, you know, people get frustrated with people who are in those stores. You work in a store where there's everything in the world to fix things with, and you're supposed to be the friggin' expert on the entire place. Like, Joe could tell you a lot more about plumbing than I could.
Yeah, but you know what?
There.
But you know what? Yeah, honestly, that's kind of part of the fucking gig. I don't need four of you to congregate and ignore the customers. You know,
oh, that's wrong.
Yeah, listen, that's the gig. Every job you're supposed to know certain things. I'm sorry if Pip, you don't think that they should know something about plumbing, but they should be able to direct you to somebody who knows something about plumbing.
That's not what I said. They should be able to help you. I think there's a heightened expectation of all the things that people think that they should know. But having said that, now they have to spend time chasing people and saying, you got to put a mask on, and having, you know, get their phone ready because they know it's going to be on YouTube, the answer, and the long, drawn-out melee to follow. So nobody needs this.
It comes down to the perception that somebody's out to get you, and it's all part of some evil plot. And again, people around the world, because this shit's a problem now in France too, apparently. People around the world, you're just not that important. Most of us are just not that important. We're all little worker bees. The queen can't monitor us all, nor does she want to. Just go about your business. Do your shit. Nobody cares what you do. That's why you jerk off in a parking lot, because you know nobody's watching. But you'll jerk off in a parking lot like it's okay, but you won't get a shot because they're going to track you down. It makes no sense. Why aren't you worried somebody's watching when you're jerking off in a parking lot? That's when you should think somebody's watching. Don't jerk off in a parking lot. But get your shot.
Jerking off in a parking lot.
Okay, so it was one time. I didn't know that they had cameras.
I'm just saying, though, a lot of these people are like, oh, they're watching, they're out, they get me. They do horrible things in broad daylight. They do horrible things in the wide open. Like Florida, I guess a lot of the people don't want to get vaccinated. Yet we have Florida, man, because they eat people's faces in broad daylight. Because they wrestle alligators on the ninth hole in golf courses because the gator had it coming. Why don't they think anybody's watching when that shit happens? Why do they think it's only a vaccine at the CVS? Why do they think that's when we're coming to get you?
Well, you know, I had a moment yesterday. I did. Yesterday, I was coming home from physical therapy, and I had to do some shopping, and I realized that I hadn't eaten anything since 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was starting to get really shaky, and I didn't feel good. So I was like, I have to eat something. So I went to Dunkin' Donuts and got one of their egg sandwiches, and I got a drink. And so I pulled over at the far distance of the ShopRite parking lot to sit there and eat a sandwich and, like, you know, hopefully feel better so I could go in and do my shopping. And so I'm sitting there just quietly eating my sandwich, and I thought, you know, I don't want some asshole taking a film of me eating a damn sandwich from one of these parking lot cameras or something, and I'm going to end up as some meme on the internet.
Wait a minute. What are you doing with the sandwich? Are you shoving it up your cooter? Why would you eating an egg sandwich in a parking lot be worthy of a meme? What are you fucking doing with it? Are you dry humping the egg sandwich? That's not interesting.
Look, you jerk off with an egg sandwich one time, and you all of a sudden you're the egg sandwich jerk off. Girl.
Listen, hold on. Far be it from me to stop you from jerking off with an egg sandwich. I'm just saying do it at home. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, I was a little too shaky, so
Then don't jerk off. You're not coordinated enough. Jesus Christ, just eat the sandwich. Steady yourself. Get yourself two sandwiches. One to eat in the parking lot to steady yourself, and one to go home and jerk off with. How fucking hard is this?
How hard is this, did you ask me?
Not at all. It's not hard at all after this conversation.
Wait a second. Wait, let me get this straight. Eat the egg sandwich. Don't jerk off with it. Oh, thank you.
See, Joe, and that's why she...
Eat your lunch, not fuck it, dear.
Yes. See, Joe, that's why Pips and...
Like a hot dog, you could do both.
You know, there. Really? Dunkin' Donuts does not sell those yet.
All right. Well.
I was SOL.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's weird. Like, you had that thought, like, somebody's taking a picture of you eating an egg sandwich. No! Unless you're eating it like the Cookie Monster, where, like, pieces of egg are going all over the place. Nom, 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 nom. Fake egg. Nom, 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 nom.
No, it was a brief moment where I thought that, but since you were talking about people thinking, you know, like, not thinking that people are watching you and you're visible. And I just had a brief moment like, I hope some asshole isn't going to take footage of me, you know, that woman sitting alone gorging, you know.
Devin is right. If you're not making a fucking spectacle of yourself, no one gives a shit.
Here's how you know nobody's listening to you. The three of us say horrible things weekly in a very public display, and nobody's knocked on our door to take us off. And we have said things that at times during this show that are certainly worthy of being questioned by authorities and taken away. And it's on all the platforms, and nobody's doing this. So you getting a shot, the FBI isn't going to be pouncing on your door. You eating a powdered egg sandwich with a bullshit bagel from Dunkin' Donuts in the CVS parking lot, nobody's coming to get you. You're not that fucking interesting. Be better. If you want to be watched, be better or make better threats. Those are your options. Be more threatening or be more interesting. Otherwise, you're fine.
Well, so here's my thought for all the people who are afraid of getting a shot. I just jerked off with an egg sandwich in the CVS parking lot. Still made it to the show.
See? See?
So nobody's coming for you.
Exactly. If anybody should be hauled away, it's Pip Helix.
I mean, really, the
self-importance that Americans have of their fucking existence. Oh my God, you're not even as interesting as a TikTok influencer. You're nowhere near that interesting. And quite frankly, they're not very interesting. Entertaining, perhaps. Interesting, no. You know how you know why they're not interesting? Because every week you open up the New York Post, another one fucking dies falling off a clip while trying to make a viral video. They're not that interesting. The only time they're interesting is when they're dead. So when you're dead, that's when the government will track you down with your little fucking virus shot.
That is literally what I was watching on that video last night, is people who died on television or, you know, on film or something, and that guy that one politician who shot himself live on the air, the live news.
Hey, what?
You know, like, you're people, on McGuire.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait a minute. I never heard this, so shame on you that has never, on both of you, that has never made it to the Biggest Fools, because that seems like it would be...
Well, first of all, it was years ago. I think either the 90s or the 80s.
All right, you're excused.
Earlier, it was the 70s.
You know that filter song, Hey Dude, Nice Shot? That's actually about that guy.
How is it?
That's great.
Oh my God.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really astounding. But the thing was, and during this video I was watching, they had this TikTok girl that killed herself, and I was like, I literally don't know anything about any TikTok influencers unless they kill themselves live, and I don't want anybody to do that for fame, because you're not here to enjoy it.
Here's the thing with TikTok. It's like going into the loony asylum and going, people in here are crazy. I mean, mostly narcissists. They mostly have no talent, you know. And I love these influencers. You're not influencers, you know. The only thing that gets me, and this is probably why you're going to see a lot more Dick El Dorado clips coming out from me, is Anthony Rodia is a comic that does all these clips. Okay. And he's got a big following, so much so that I was down doing a workshop at Governor. Dice was there, and Rodia's right after Dice. And there was as many people online for him as there was for Dice. And what gets him in there, he does all these clips on the internet. I mean, stand-up is, yeah, all right. But, you know, still, I mean, it's all about asses and seats.
All right, briefly.
Asses 10,000 feet. This is my territory. How dare he? Yeah,
right. Briefly, I will tell you about my excursion to the Orange County Fair, and then we will take our first break. So,
oh, good. I want to hear this. I saw the photos. Where the fuck were you?
Yeah. That's the way how you should respond. What do you want me to tell you? Because you know why, Joe? Because I'm not that fucking interesting. I'm not that interesting. That's why I wind up at the Orange County Fair. If I was interesting, I'd be on a red carpet somewhere. I'm not that interesting.
I must be involved, isn't there, you
know? No, you're right. You're right. So I took my daughter and one of her friends. The wife was in Florida, as luck would have it, for her. So this was my parents' idea. You know, my mom wants to spend time with my daughter, her granddaughter. But then she's like, well, she can bring a friend. I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's fine. I'm like, you do realize we are not going to see these two girls. We'll go on the rides and we'll watch them. I go, no, you don't understand. They're teenagers. They're not even happy that we're in the same fair as them. We're not following them around.
And we could say that with authority because we thought that way when we were kids. I would be mortified if I had to be around my mom at that age.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the way teens think. You have to understand this. You know, on the grand scheme of things, I'm not that old. To my daughter, I'm ancient. So, and my parents, how are they still walking? You know, but it's okay. She's a teenage girl. You have to understand that. It's not a bad thing. It's just the way it is. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to hang out. I'll be hanging out with my parents, which, quite honestly, several hours, it's going to be a long fucking day for yours truly.
Not even you feel cool.
No! I'm like, I gotta go on a ride. I gotta get out!
he snuck around the back of the rides and was having a smoke with the carnies. Right. he needed to get away.
I did bring a book to read. I did bring a book with me. All right. Now very briefly, I don't understand this. People are tailgating in the parking lot of the Orange County Fair. Okay. People have canopies. You see these canopies? Like, so they've gone, and then I saw a sign again. We're in the Orange County Fair in August. A big political sign. Don't blame me. I voted for Trump. Dude, it was 8 months ago. If we're at a Trump rally, I get it. If we're hearing a politician speak, I get it. You're going to eat corn dogs
You didn't say hi to Walt from us?
He's in the Dominican Republic. That's funny. But I was like, well, you're going on the Tilt-A-Whirl, stupid. I mean, and it's a huge banner. It's not like it's a bumper sticker on his car. He's like, no, I'm setting this up so everybody can see it. It is so weird to see people identify so much with somebody that wouldn't even step over them, let alone hang out with them underneath their fucking canopy at the Orange County Fair on the way to eat a fucking turkey leg. What is wrong with these people?
They got turkey legs?
Yes, sure, they have turkey legs.
Now it perks up.
I've never seen anything like this. It is
bizarre to me.
It is very bizarre. Listen, I thought it was bizarre during election season when people were having their parades and going all out, because it's just not me. I thought it was bizarre then. We're 8 months after this shit, and this isn't even anything remotely political. It's a fair. It's the Orange County Fair. We're going on unsafe rides and eating food that will kill us. Why are we bringing our political banners with us? I didn't ask him, but I'm just like,
and you want to know something? And you obviously the two of you are aware of the political debates that we get into. I go to the
beach.
I bring my. I don't. There's nothing that says Trump on there, or anything like. You know, I'm off.
Yes. Yes, you're off. You're off the clock. Number 45 will give you permission to go. Well, actually, I don't know if he would. I give you permission to go about your life and not wave your banner. If you go see Donald Trump speak someplace, by all means, bring your banner. Have at it.
If you're going to be in a parking lot there, yeah, because that's
course.
Appropriate for us.
And then I saw a guy, and at first it struck me as weird, but it's not really weird. I saw a guy with a Donald Trump shirt, and I think it had like Donald Trump holding up two middle fingers. Hey, Joe Biden, you dropped something. I thought that's weird, and I'm like, nah, people buy political shirts, and he's just wearing a shirt to the fair. There's nothing weird about that. That's cool. You know, I don't know if I'd buy that shirt, but, you know, whatever. But when you set up shop in the parking lot to tailgate at the Orange County Fair, go, what, did you have a fucking existence before this man ran for president? Were you all in when he was doing Celebrity Apprentice?
You know, maybe he wants to bring like-minded people in his direction so they can chat about it.
Then buy a table and fucking set up a table. Set up the Republican table for Orange County and have at it. You know, they have all the recruiting. They have, like, the Marines there. They have the Army there. They have the Navy. Because I'll tell you one thing. If there's one place where you want to recruit young men and women to defend this fine country, it's at a place where they're eating artery-clogging food. That's where...
You're missing the point, and you're aggravated about a simple fact that you shouldn't be aggravated at. And this is it. They're tailgating at the Orange County Fair.
Oh, wow, trust me.
Your car, make sure it's the alarm is on, and go inside. County Fair. You're not at the ball game. You're not at a concert. You're going to be going on shit rides that some drunk carny fucking put up. Hopefully your kids don't fly off the fucking thing. And you're going to be eating a $9 corn dog.
Well, then since you brought up concert, at that night at the Orange County Fair, Toby Keith was playing, was the country star. So theoretically, he could be tailgating for Toby Keith hours before the concert.
We'll give him a pass. Yeah. We'll give him a pass.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, hold on. What time was the concert and what time was he there?
So this was 3:30 in the afternoon. I think the concert's starting 8, 9 o'clock, and he was there way before I was.
Right.
Why do you want to stand in a hot parking lot? You know the heat that comes off of asphalt? Now, it's been particularly nice weather in the New York area
this
past week.
It was raining.
But it's like, why not go inside and like have like the artery-clogging food and walk around and look at stuff?
I don't know. So, all right. So now my mom's in a wheelchair. She's not moving well these days. The Orange County Fair, now this was her idea. I've never been to the Orange County Fair. I've lived up here forever. Orange County Fairgrounds are not conducive for the wheelchair. And the ground is very uneven. So first, I say, all right, well, because I see them, and it's like steep and it's uneven, I'm like, this is not going to work. I'm like, you know what, let's go up here, there's a dirt road, and then it turns to asphalt. My dad's like, no, the wheelchair works better on grass. Does it? Because I've never seen a wheelchair that's ever worked better on grass. Because you know what's in grass? Divots. Divots are in grass. So now we're trying to push my mom in the wheelchair on the grass. And now...
Do they have those special off-roading tires on the wheelchair that I don't know about?
Mom in a wheelchair or behind the wheel of Bigfoot? I mean...
Well, now here's where I get some parenting credit right here. I foresaw an issue. I paid for the admission for my daughter and a friend, and I gave them money to get the tickets for the rides because I knew a fiasco was presenting itself, and there's no reason why my daughter and her friend should have to witness this, why there's more witnesses, and why they should have to suffer
right.
through.
And there's one thing teenage girls don't have, tolerance.
Well, you know, I don't blame them, and I didn't have tolerance for them. So now my parents are arguing. You know, my mom's like, let me off, I'll walk, even though she can't walk. And my dad's like, quiet. And they're arguing back and forth. And I'm like, wow, this is grass, yet I can't dig myself a hole to hide in. So.
And meanwhile, who's got to referee this shit? You do.
Yeah, well, I'm pushing. So finally, we get down there. They pay their admission and my admission, and we go in. Before that, because my daughter and her friend go ahead, my dad goes, here, give them this. Gives them a $20 bill to have fun with. And I said to my daughter and her friend, I go, he never gave me money to have fun with. When we went places, I didn't have food money. You know what I had? A warm tuna fish sandwich and a box drink, and we have food at home if you're hungry. What is this?
Because they're grandchildren.
Where,
Chris?
I'm taking you to an event, but don't expect to eat there, because we have food at home, but we eat there. We're here.
that's what to this day, and I told the girls this. I said this never happens. I go to this day, and this is true. I go, we'll go to a ball game, and my dad doesn't drink, but every time $16 for a beer, that's ridiculous. It's like, you don't even drink. Why do you care?
because it's fun.
It's like the comment I made about going to see Guns N' Roses again. You look at it in a different light. It's not like a scene of, oh, anyway, he crooks $50 to park, $15 for a bill, $100 for a shirt. Ah, this is bullshit. You know, you don't enjoy this.
My dad is in his mid to late 70s. I'm not sure of the exact year. He has never, ever bought an alcoholic beverage in his life, let alone an overpriced one at a ball game. Yet he always has to comment. Always has to. It's like, for what? Why are you commenting? This affects you nothing. These people are having a good time. They apparently have the money or the problem, and they're having, who gives a shit?
Listen to me. You and I remember there was a quarter rolled in the middle of the room, and the cops had to break you and I going after the thing. We appreciate the cost of this.
I understand.
I hope the Scotsman and you, I think we should wholeheartedly agree with your dad on the price of beer he won at the ball game.
Listen, it is very expensive. It is very expensive. But here's my dad. Oh, no, no, so they can have fun. And I'm like, fun? I had to work. What fun? I had to pay for shit. I didn't have fun money. You want money, you want an allowance, you're going to do chores. And then I was working from like age 12 to 13 or whatever on, and I haven't stopped. I'm like, help these girls appreciate it. All right, so now back to the spectacle. So now they pay our admission. My parents pay our admission. I paid for the girls. And we get in, and it's very uneven. I'm like, this is not going to work for you guys. You know what? You should. I tell them, I go, and it's an hour, 20 minutes away. I'm like, you guys should just go home because you can't maneuver. I go, I thought you had a scooter. I mean, a scooter you can maneuver. So they paid the admission and they went home. That was it.
No.
Well, because we. You know
what I would have done? I would have said, look, I don't know who you voted for, but it's shady under there. Go by where the Trump guy is. Sit with him.
No, well, I do know. I do know who they voted for, and I don't think that was going to be their first or second choice.
Well, Lisa, too, I said wheelchairs do not work on grass. Trust me, life experience has taught me that.
Lisa, where the hell were you on Sunday afternoon? I didn't think they worked on grass either, but Milt felt otherwise. So
Wow. I don't know where he got that idea, but they're not off-roading vehicles that you can count on.
No. All right. So now I am by myself. My wife has made the wise choice to go to Florida. My parents are on their way home, where they get to sit in traffic because we got all the Hasids coming back from the bungalows and stupid fucking Legoland. So now it's awful. It's awful up here on Sundays.
Yeah.
What time is that?
You know, 4 o'clock, but it doesn't matter. It's always a mess up here.
I've come home from the family farm around that time. You ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's horrible. So now I have many hours to kill, and it's raining. So I go over to watch Duck Dogs. Do you guys know what Duck Dogs are?
No.
They are dogs that run off a dock, not really a dock, but a platform, into a pool, and they must swim, doggy paddle if you will, to get a stick, and they are timed. This
seriously?
These are my options, dear. This is
I mean, I love dogs, but watching that for 6 hours is gonna kill me.
No, it's not a 6 hour thing. So I'm watching this, and apparently these dogs, they don't know the rules, because the first 4 dogs were disqualified because they left too early.
On your mark, roof, no!
And quite frankly, most of the dogs are not very good. But they're keeping records of this. This is going on all over the world. In Australia, in Canada, all parts of this country. And they are keeping track of this shit for the championships in Iowa, in Dubuque, Iowa. If the championship is in Iowa, if Iowa is the highlight, You got to think about a game change. You got to think of a different path to for your existence.
Also, a couple of the dogs came under scrutiny because he played dead during the national anthem.
So, not only that, Joe, not only that, I saw one licking himself during the anthem. It was very disrespectful.
You can't lick your balls while the anthem plays. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? You're right. I don't know why we have to say these things. I thought it was an unspoken rule, but apparently we will lay it out for you. No licking your balls while the anthem's playing, please.
Why is it all about Iowa? Is this the dog caucus, or what? What's going on here? Lisa says it's the canine Olympics.
Well, no, it was just one sport. So I watch a little bit of this. It's raining. There's only so much of this I can stand. I need to move on. So now I must move on to the other highbrow entertainment of the day. And it is raining harder. It is raining harder. I now make my way over to monkeys riding dogs.
What?
Hopefully they're more in command of the rules over there.
No, Joe. No, Joe.
Oh, no. Double the trouble.
First of all, I cannot imagine this being a good existence for either of these animal competitors, the dogs or the monkeys. This is not what any of them grew up saying. You know what? I want to have a monkey on my back. I want to ride a dog. None of them. You will not find that in the wild. You know, you can go to Africa, Asia, North America. You will never see in the wild a monkey riding a dog. Yet here we are at the Orange County Fair watching this shit, and I have no other options. So
Lisa says they've been tested for illegal flea powdering.
It's very possible. So the first dog comes out, a very big dog with a very small monkey on his back. And unfortunately, this dog is not running at the moment because he's taking a shit on the racetrack.
With the monkey still clinging on.
Yes, with the monkey clinging on. Listen, again, if your sport...
And that's not entertainment?
If your sport can be held up by one of the competitors taking a wicked deuce on the playing field, again, it is time to rethink what you are doing.
with a monkey looking at his watch going, come on, let's go.
No, the monkey was fine. The monkey was fine for the whole thing. Apparently the monkey's used to this type of behavior.
What the hell did you eat?
He deducted 10 seconds because somebody had to take a shit. Thank you very much.
So it's pouring rain, so I moved on. And then I met this lovely couple, because the girls are out, they're having fun in the rain, because there's nothing safer than carnival rides in the rain. That's what I say.
No. Yeah.
Father of the year. So I'm talking to this lovely couple, they're going to a Toby Keith concert. Now this woman wins like hundreds of radio contests every year. She gets like wins tickets to all these concerts. She won 4 tickets to Toby Keith, 2 different contests and everything. And she goes to me, and I don't know their political leanings. And I actually had this conversation with Paul Bond yesterday. We'll play a little bit of that. And she goes to me, what I like about Toby Keith is he's pro-American. And I'm like, I don't think anybody's touring this country on an anti-American platform. What does that mean?
Well, she's got a point, because a lot of the country artists are more patriotic than a lot of the other genres.
Oh, I think just because you sing about America doesn't mean you're more patriotic. You're just selling albums, which is fine. But I don't know where these anti-American performances are going on.
But don't get me wrong. There's a formula in Nashville that has these guys sing about this shit. So it's not like, you know, that's where their bread is buttered. So that's what they sing about.
Yes.
So now,
apple pie.
So now several hours have passed. I've killed a lot of time watching things nobody should watch and talking to this lovely couple. Round up the girls, you know, because the forecast is still it's raining. It's raining hard. It's still for some bad stuff. So they're going to go on one more ride. The roller coaster has not been open all day. So they're going to go on one more ride. I don't know what it's called. But it's kind of like a Ferris wheel, but you're in a cage and it flips upside down. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's called something I'll never go on.
Exactly. Now they went on it earlier and no issue. So we're online again for them to go on. I'm not going to go on this, but we're online for them to go on it. And a girl comes off the ride, and she is covered in her own vomit.
Look at that damn thing. Anybody would be.
Listen, I'm not blaming her, but I said to the girls. I said to the girls, listen, it might not affect you that way, but I go, do you really think these people are cleaning this ride that well? I would not go on this. There's a good chance, because you guys are next, vomit's going to be flying all over the place.
Mr. Helix had a situation like that when he was little, but it wasn't his vomit. It was the other kids.
That's worse.
It is just like...
I went to Coney Island when I was 12. And I threw up over most of that fucking place because I went over on the sick stuff. And the funny thing is, we get on the thing that the swings, you know, when the thing goes around and
sure.
All the swings in the air. I get on that. I'm like, oh, this is great. It's just going to be a nice little ride that goes around my stomach. It'll be nice and calm. Next thing you know, I'm doing 20 miles an hour swinging in a circle.
Joe is carpet bombing everybody on the swing and below with his puke.
You get the old crew from Harmon Drive that I grew up with. And I remember when Joe got sick at Coney Island and puked all over everybody. Yeah, I was having a good day.
Ken White says it's the Puke Master 3000. That's the name you're looking for.
That's what it is, man. It really is.
Oh, God. Yeah, a lot of those are just, you know, and you fill a kid full of cotton candy and hot dogs, and then you spin them around for good effect. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. Yeah, there's not enough straw in the world.
Now we have something that spins at 30 miles an hour. Yeah, it's not. It's a recipe for vomit.
So fortunately, these are very smart girls. They're both honor roll students. My daughter is a very smart girl, and she travels with a smart crowd, and they decide, you know what, maybe we don't want to get covered on puke. So
good girls.
So instead, instead we got frozen chocolate-covered cheesecake, which was probably the best part of my day.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
So yes, Joe, I was at the Orange County Fair, and those pictures you saw were from there, because I was bored and all alone and left to my own devices.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. You're a good father, because if Nettie was there, we're going home. It's raining. It's raining. Get in the car. But I don't give a shit. I'm not getting wet waiting for you in the car. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, listen. It was my mother's idea. She bailed. My wife thinks it's a great idea because she's fucking down the coast in Florida. So what am I going to do? I'm not going to be the asshole. Listen, your grandparents left. We did this for them. It's raining. Let's get the hell out of here. No, you know what? I let them ride for 3.5-4 hours. I occupied myself, and you know that's that.
You should have just left it at it's raining. Let's get the hell out of here.
No, because you know what. That, you know what, I want these kids to have memories. Now, they're not going to, my mom's like, well, you know, they'll have memories with us. I'm like, no, they're not going to remember you were there. You don't understand. It's about them. My mother doesn't understand, forgets what being a teenager was.
Right.
Yeah.
They're rough like a shot. I mean, if she was there alone, she'd probably mope and deal with it. But with another friend, they're gone. Done. See ya.
You know, and it's a lot better that they got to, like, zoom around or look at the Puke Master 3000 than, like, say, their dad bought a bunch of beers and went out to argue with the Trump guy in the parking lot.
Well, that would be a memory now, wouldn't it?
That would be a memory.
No, listen. I asked the girls before we left. I go, did you go on everything that you want to go on? Yes. I go, did you? I said this to them. I go, do you guys feel like you got my money's worth? And they said yes.
Did you get
grandma's
money worth too?
Well, Mima and Opa sprung for the frozen cheesecake. but yeah. So that was my Sunday, kids. So that's what those pictures were. What the fuck was that? That is the Orange County Fair, pal. That's what that is.
I am so sorry.
You know what? It's fine. The girls had a good time. I met a lovely couple. I'm Facebook friends with one of them now. She likes Air Supply. I said, next time you win tickets, she went with her mom. I go, next time you win tickets, I'm going with you and mom to see Air Supply. Because nobody out here will go with me.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know what? It sounds like she's one of the people that actually would win the tickets for you. So that was,
good
score.
I mean, yeah, I'm like, her and her husband are like amazing with this. But yeah. All right, let's take our first break of the evening. We'll come back on the other side, play a little bit of my interview with Paul Bond to tell you about his comedy show he's got coming up. It's a little interesting conversation. Michael Shea, poor feller, was a victim of these hackers again after shit went sideways on social media. And, you know, we got terrorist Olympians. We got all sorts of shit coming up. So don't go anywhere. On the break, we got new music from Neolithic with Thoughts, THOTS, that's the song. You can learn more about Neolithic at fluttertone.com. And we got Tom Wilcox and DJ Casey featuring Tom Luca with She's Like the Wind. It's a cover tune. It's a pretty original version of it. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de.